Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Call us on 021 446 0567.
Well, let's start with what's hitting the headlines today. And the Western Cape Social Development Department plans to appeal a High Court ruling that found it responsible for the death of a baby at a Pinelands creche. Now, the Cape High Court recently ruled that the department and the daycare centre are jointly to blame for the death of five-month-old Ava Barley 7 years ago. And when she died, the centre had still not been registered, and the judge ruled that the department's failure to do so contributed to her death, and he then ordered the department to pay damages to her parents. And then in a separate case, the department is also investigating the death of 11-month-old Israel Williams. He died at an unregistered daycare facility in Hungburg in Hart Bay last week. EWN reporter Monique Mortlock is tracking both cases and joins me. Monique, welcome.
Hi, Melanie.
Let's start with Israel Williams. How did he die?
We still don't know. I did the story over the weekend. He was 11 months old, and he apparently died last Monday at this Hungburg daycare. It's a daycare in the Hout Bay area. Apparently, from reports, it still hasn't been confirmed by police. We've been very scant with the details. I'm chasing the police. I'm chasing the social development department just to find out if the cause of death has been determined yet. Because on Saturday, we still hadn't known what was the cause of death.
The parents
also don't know. Just from what I've read, he was too old to have suffered from SIDS, which usually happens with newborn babies. You know, they just stop breathing, or they, you know, caught death.
Yeah.
So what apparently happened was, the parents were only called about a half an hour or an hour after the child just stopped breathing at the facility. And they were called to say something's wrong with your baby, because the principal of the facility was trying to resuscitate the boy. So they took their time in calling the parents, in telling them something's wrong. And the parents then rushed to the facility. But by that time, when paramedics had arrived, the baby was declared dead on the scene. So we still don't know what the cause of death is.
And what are police and the Department of Social Development saying to you?
All they've been saying is they're investigating the matter. They're investigating the circumstances surrounding his death. The Social Development Department, they're conducting a separate investigation to the police, obviously. What they are looking into is the fact that the creche wasn't registered. When I spoke to Esther Lewis from the Social Development Department, she said that according to officials, they were in the process of getting the creche registered. But this process has been coming on for a couple of months now, since last year, November, I think, which is quite similar to the Ava Barley matter.
I mean,
as
how
well.
Many of these unregistered creches are there in Cape Town and the Western Cape?
Now, that's the big question. That's what I want to find out. And that's something that I'm trying to find out from the department as well as from the city of Cape Town, because the city of Cape Town, when it comes to creches in and around the city area, they also there's a process that these facilities need to go through, not only with the department, but also with the city of Cape Town. You know, fire safety, all sorts of safety regulations that they need to tick all of these boxes. So we need to find out, what is the process? Is it really such a hectic process that they need to go through that leads to so many of these facilities not being registered? What's the problem?
The case of five-month-old Ava Barley, what happens next?
So the latest from the department that they informed me over the weekend is that they will be appealing the matter, but that's all they're allowed to say at this point, because they have been advised by the lawyers to appeal the matter, which means they're going to try and fight the fact that they that the judge held them materially responsible for her death.
I look forward to your reports. EWN reporter Monique Mortlock, it sounds like a lot of people have a lot to answer for.